It's time for the emergency break of the week.
The story that Machota wrote for The Athletic, it starts out, it's a story about Dak, but it starts out saying that Zeke and Anthony Brown are no longer on the roster. So he's the last member of the 2016 class that's on the team right now. So it's almost weird to think about. That's 7 football years. That's not a lot. And that class was heralded. I remember the picture that they took and he said, man, that was a really good draft class. And now he's the only one left.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
It's at baseball time. Baseball years are like dog years, people. They go by fast.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Football years?
Did I say basketball?
No, you said baseball.
Did I say baseball? I meant football.
George? Okay. Go ahead and mention hockey just to...
How you doing?
Get all for it.
Look, badminton years are just like...
I know. I did say baseball, didn't I?
You did.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Going full Mitch McConnell.
You're seeing that.
And I was really, really trying to make a solid point. And I effed it up.
And here we are.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, the e-break is brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. We'll give you 3 candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number 1 comes to us from the Hardline. His name is Corby Davidson. Would you say Corby leads the ticket in making a claim and then can't back it up?
Yes, absolutely.
From like back when we played the baseball game, yeah, I'll probably pitch all 7 innings. I don't think he made it out of the first. And just he makes all sorts of outrageous claims. And this is not really that outrageous a claim to say that you have the SoundCloud app on your phone. But Corby's trying to show his buddies that, yeah, he's up on things. He's up on apps and because he listens to music.
You have 10 minutes to listen to anything on SoundCloud. Go.
Look, I'm not that old.
Let me see. SoundCloud? Cloud. Is that one word or two?
Would you be... Do you think I have the SoundCloud app?
Zero chance. No chance.
I'm going to really,
You might have like 4 apps on your phone.
I'm going to really upset you when I show you that I do have it.
No way.
Yeah, I do. Of course I do. I listen to music. Bruh.
What
I don't know
brag.
Where it is, but...
I don't know where it is does not count.
Wait a minute.
Grandpa.
There's rain sounds.
That's not SoundCloud.
Do you want the grandkids to come in here and find your SoundCloud app?
Oh, I thought it was SoundCloud. It's rain cloud. I'm sorry.
I love the weather. I can't even find my app store.
I can't even find my apps.
I'm so lost.
All I see is a calculator.
He couldn't find it.
Of course not.
I don't know if it's because he didn't know where it was or if he probably doesn't have it, even though he makes the outrageous claim that, yeah, I listen to music every day. Of course I have it. All right, there's Corby.
Music.
Stopping down the hard line. Let's all be careful. Let's all be respectful. It's very sensitive as we listen to this. I think the only one on this show that watches this show, I don't know if you still watch it or not, Gordo, that grotesque Dr. Pimple Popper.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, yeah. I never watched that show regularly, but I would see YouTube videos would come up in my feed about that,
yeah,
and I watched a few
it.
Of those.
No.
It's gross.
No, just can't do it. Well, Monty, who's been a big player in the e-break, thought that he would make a Dr. Pimple Popper reference and talk about what she deals with.
Pause.
But add a syllable to it, and finally he just walked the line, and he walked over it.
I informed DJ earlier this week, off air, that Dr. Pimple Popper's house burned down.
Oh, man.
Tragedy.
That's when it hit close to me.
That house must be all pussy.
I don't think she keeps it there.
Oh, jars?
Where else does she keep it?
Oh, well, they probably burn that stuff. Do they burn that stuff?
Did that start the fire?
I don't know why that's a... rim shot. But
I don't know. I don't think, yeah, her pussy jars started the L.A. fires.
Don't play with matches.
Don't call
there.
Her that.
Stop
well, no, I'm
saying
not.
That.
What, you think I'm going to start a Dallas fire by doing that?
No, just watch it over there, mister.
Doesn't she partake in play?
Get
it's,
that.
Why? it's medical. Tramiel wouldn't have dumped it.
No, he wouldn't have, but we will.
he just made me hit the dump button. I don't ever hit the dump button.
He knows what he's doing.
I am trying to wear my doctor hat.
No.
No.
Not at all.
You guys are prudes.
It's just pus.
Ugh.
You don't add the S-Y at the end. Jerk.
So yeah, he kept pushing it. He kept going for that perfect sentence.
Is taking like 30 shots a game on work in progress and the sweet spot.
It's raining threes.
And yes, I'd like to make him an honorary member of the Rant Farm System because he hangs around you a lot lately.
Ooh, good point.
Thursday Twitch. Yeah.
He should be inducted into the Rant Ring of Honor.
Oh, he would love that. He would absolutely love that.
He's had some amazing performances lately. Do we have to ask the question, is he doping?
Yeah, performance-enhancing drugs.
Nope.
You know, that shadow
was last week when he said get rid of his comment. Nope.
That shadow has hung over Rosengarten for years.
Right.
Well, speaking of Craig Rosengarten.
No way.
The T-Box out at a location this last Saturday, and Rick tries to describe where they are. He uses a word, and Craig Rosengarten, no.
Never heard of it,
therefore, there's no way it could be a word.
T-Box today on remote, not too far from our office.
No.
We're in Las Colinas, right
or
next to the
Ritz-Carlton. I kind of rolled out of bed and just came.
All right, stop it right there just for a second. When you hear Craig Rosengarten say, I just rolled out of bed, do you think his brain is firing on all cylinders at that point?
No. And for some reason, just even the sound quality, it sounds like Rick is broadcasting behind a booth, and Craig Rosengarten is like in a little terrarium next to him. He brings him out there, his little golem, to talk alongside him. Dobby.
I picture them both in lawn chairs and just laying back and just... kind of out of it.
Their whole scene is so Rain Man and his brother.
They have no idea that they're on the air, that someone's actually listening to their conversation. All right, here we go.
T-Box today on remote. Not too far from our office.
No.
We're in Las Colinas, right next to the
Ritz-Carlton. I kind of rolled out of bed and just came.
Took me 10 minutes. Yeah. Grapevine.
I like it here.
We are at the Linkside at Las Colinas. 4309 Riviera. We're in one of the models, and it's like a triplex. I mean, tri-level? Awesome. They are
triplex.
Awesome. Yeah, I was thinking tri-level.
Yeah, I don't think it's triplex. Yeah. I don't even know if triplex is a word.
Trust me, it's a word.
I shouldn't say that.
You really should. Pretty brazen. I appreciate your courage, but yeah, probably not.
Triplex is a word, not used a lot.
Yes. It's not as common as duplex, but it is a word.
Yeah.
At least Craig policed himself.
And
he knew that he shouldn't be questioning whether it was a word or not.
Right.
Of all people.
Triplex.
Such a great duo.
No, triplex.
What did he say he did when he got out of bed? He rolled.
I don't know. Let's hear it one more time.
Got out of bed and then did something.
Yeah, T-Box today on remote.
Vulgar.
Not too far from our office.
No.
We're in Las Colinas, right next to
from
the Ritz-Carlton.
I kind of rolled out of bed and just came.
Took me 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah. We're at 10 minutes. Okay.
I kind of rolled out of bed and just.
Yep. Okay. Is it Corby, Monty, or Craig Rosengarten? That is 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, it's Cruz and Lito here, and I'm kind of wondering if it's okay for us to be talking about Dua Lipa's cookie. I don't know, but I vote for Rosengarten.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for number three. As there's been a lot of talk these last couple days in Detroit, is the trade deadline near. Some people even suggested that maybe what we need to do is trade one now. The first timers are talking about that. What's listening, guys. I'm sure the station wrong. We didn't talk about
he's doing
it
more on dog in fast motion.
Is he really?
Yeah. Wow.
I'm grabbing the dog, which is actually trying to focus. I'm whistling for the dog. Oh, sitting around next to you. Boy, you're getting a whip me. God, you're a whip right now. Why'd you bring a freaking dog in the first place? And I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster, and I know I said I'm doing it off the air. I don't care. Hey, if your dog wants to eat his dog, just come over here and eat another one. You're more on dog than a retro again. Yeah, it's fiber. You attention? I'm paying attention. You're listening for the dog. I'm listening. I heard. Here, boy. Obviously.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Hey, right on the heels of us talking about listening to things at double speed.
Right.
Yeah. Get through them.
Yeah.
Gosh. Greatest moment in ticket history. Moron dog. Absolutely.
May have been.
It's yeah, right up
very
there.
Very well may have been.
Is now, it better than Lee Corso?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
Both of those are right up there. Do they need to be revisited daily by the two of you?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
The
at least weekly.
That.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Craig Encyclopedia Rosengarten and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thanks. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, Musers, good to be on live with you after all those recordings.
Yeah. Can't do that, dude. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break? Hello?
Christmas tree?
Yeah, I just rolled out of bed, and
okay.
I'd like to vote for Rosengarten.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
I would like to vote for the kitty cat.
Okay.
Okay. We know what you mean, sir, but we're not going to say any more.
It's Monty.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Uh-oh. We got a false start there. Came out of the three-point stance a little early.
I'm sure did, Gordo. Happy birthday, users.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ticket is 31 today.
Sure is. Hey, I want to vote for Johnny E. Blake himself, just so you know. And y'all have a happy LBJ in the storm drain.
Okay, we're all insane.
That's a Rosengarten
vote. We have a winner, whoa, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny
that wasn't
E-break.
Even that big of an E-break.
Well,
I guess he's just, he does it with such
style.
What's
like you vote next week?
Can I?
No.
Can I call in?
No.
Oh.
Let's listen.
T-Bucks today on remote. Not too far from our office.
No.
We're in Las Colinas, right
or
next to the
where
Ritz
I live,
Carlton.
I kind of rolled out of bed and just came.
Took me 10 minutes. Yeah. Great, fine.
I like it here.
We are at the Linkside at Las Colinas, 4309 Riviera. We're in one of the models, and it's like a triplex. I mean, tri-level? Awesome. They are
triplex?
Awesome. Yeah, I was thinking tri-level.
Yeah, I don't think it's triplex. Yeah. I don't even know if triplex is a word.
Trust me, it's a word.
I shouldn't say that.
You really shouldn't. Pretty brazen. I appreciate your courage, but yeah, probably not.
Okay. As Rosengarten's looking up and laughing from his coloring book.
Triplex.
Yeah, Rick always gives him one at the beginning of the show to kind of keep him occupied.
Greatest comedy duo of our lifetime.
Oh, no question. Yeah, yeah. Rick and Craig, you bet. How many wins is that for Johnny E-Break?
That is Craig Rosengarten's 33rd all-time win. That snaps Monty's two-week winning streak. Rosen is now 106 behind the all-time leader, Norman. I didn't know you could do that when you rolled out of bed. Hitzkus.
Boy, for Craig to have basically one-third of Norm's total, and he's only on the air a couple hours a week.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It really
number
is.
One. Shows how great he is.
He is great.